Support for this podcast comes from the Central Valley Journalism Collaborative, connecting communities with the resources, infrastructure, and networks to ensure a vibrant local free press.
From KVPR in Fresno, this is Central Valley Daily. It's Tuesday, February 24th. I'm Elizabeth Arkalian. Proposition 50 redrew California's political maps. One agricultural town in Fresno County is skeptical of being put in the same district as a major Bay Area city.
We're big areas with less populations, and so that's why we get left out of a lot of things, because our vote doesn't seem to matter as much because we don't have that many votes.
The view of redistricting from Kalinga. That's coming up just after these headlines. Flights to and from Mexico out of Fresno are now back on schedule after interruptions this weekend. Direct flights to Fresno's sister city and Guadalajara were either canceled or delayed on Sunday after violence broke out across Mexico. It was in response to the killing of a top drug lord by the country's military in the state of Jalisco. Fresno has direct flights to Guadalajara, which is in Jalisco, and to Morelia in the state of Michoacán. The U.S. State Department has warned Americans in Mexico to shelter in place in areas where there's violence. Authorities say crews have managed to recover the bodies of 9 backcountry skiers who were killed in a California avalanche last week. Rescuers discovered the bodies of 8 of the victims earlier in the week, but one person was still missing and presumed dead until Friday night. Search teams were previously unable to retrieve the bodies because of the high risk of another avalanche. Over 600 members of the California Young Democrats gathered this weekend at the California Democratic Party Convention in San Francisco. Many say they're undecided in the crowded race for governor, looking for a candidate who will address the issues that matter most to young voters, especially affordability. Cap Radio's Gerardo Zavala reports.
In light of compromise, we would like to propose a 8% wage increase in 2025.
That's a mock bargaining session during the convention hosted by the Young Democrats Labor Caucus. Tom Steele played management.
It felt very challenging because I'm a very pro-labor person, and so all of the arguments that I had to make, I have heard other people in management make.
The 28-year-old says exercises like this matter as young Californians struggle with rising housing costs and wages that haven't kept up. Rebecca Payne, 27, represented labor.
We're getting to that age where we're thinking about buying a house, and it feels very unattainable right now.
Young Democrats also say they want a governor willing to push back against the Trump administration and protect immigrant communities. But caucus chair Lauren Wynn says no candidate has locked in young voters.
I sincerely hope that the party listens to young people, but ultimately I think the right candidate will get the nomination, and I'll be happy to throw my support behind a Democratic candidate, especially if it's against a Republican, but yeah.
With no official endorsement yet and Republicans polling competitively, many here say they're still waiting to see who earns their support. In Sacramento, I'm Gerardo Zavala.
The city of Los Banos in Merced County has a new medical clinic. It's operated by Sutter Health. Christy Marion is the CEO of the new Memorial Hospital. She said the clinic will expand healthcare access to local residents. The clinic was paid for in large part by a grant from the Central California Alliance for Health. Most recently, Sutter Health also broke ground on a medical complex in Modesto. Last year, the health company also opened facilities in several other cities in the northern San Joaquin Valley.
Central Valley Daily is a production of KVPR, Central California's NPR station. If you're craving more news, context, and analysis, listen to our on-air broadcast. I'm the morning edition host, Justin Sacher. While you're making your first cup of coffee, I'm preparing the news you need to get your day started. Join me weekday mornings until 9 on KVPR 89.3 and 89.1, or stream us online at kvpr.org.
And now to our main story. California's Proposition 50 is now in effect. The law redrew the state's congressional district boundaries. One of the communities soon to have new congressional representation in Washington, D.C. is Kalinga. The small agricultural town on Fresno County's west side is now going to be part of a district that stretches more than 100 miles to the north. KVPR's Samantha Rangel reports on what this could mean.
Kalinga sits on the western edge of Fresno County, surrounded by miles of agricultural fields and oil pump jacks. With a population of about 17,000, this is the kind of place where everybody knows everybody. Robert Pimentel calls Kalinga
the little jewel out here on the west side. It used to be powered by like the oil fields and the prisons and the state hospital, but slowly that's been changing.
He's the chancellor of the West Hills Community College District, which includes Kalinga College.
I grew up here. I'm from here. I went to high school here. I worked here for almost 20 years before I left and then came back.
As the town is changing, so are its political boundaries. That's because of Prop 50, which California voters passed last fall. State leaders introduced the redistricting measure to help Democrats gain seats in Congress in order to counteract redistricting in Texas that favored Republicans. Now, Kalinga's in a new district, number 18. This district stretches northwest to Salinas, Gilroy, and even San Jose. That's a long way from the oil and crop fields of Kalinga, geographically and culturally.
Everything is different.
So what exactly does that mean for the residents here? Teresa Dances says this change feels political.
Well, I know it's in retaliation to Texas, which I don't agree with any of it, really. It's all tit for tat, but I don't like losing a Republican seat.
She says she worries the city's priorities could be ignored, especially those related to agriculture.
I think that'll be overlooked big time because we already don't get enough water, you know.
Politically, Kalinga leans conservative. In the 2024 election, most people here voted for President Trump. Under Prop 50, the city's new representative in Congress is a Democrat, Zoe Lofgren. But before redistricting, Kalinga belonged to District 13. And that district is currently represented by Adam Gray, who is also a Democrat. Although he represents a swing district, and it's had Republican leaders in the past. Debbie Hill, another Kalinga resident, says Democrats just don't reflect her values.
I'm a Republican all my life. I vote Republican, and so I want a Republican, not a Democrat woman, because I don't even like having a Democrat governor.
She worries that leaders from the urban areas may not even understand where Kalinga is, let alone what the community needs. But Congresswoman Lofgren says she understands that the San Joaquin Valley is unique.
The valley is different than the Salinas Valley, but it's got special challenges, but special talents.
She also says the rural areas already in her district have taught her a lot.
The district that I have now is a mix of tech and agriculture. So that's been fun. But what I've learned is you don't go in and tell people what to think. You go in and listen to what they have to tell you, what they need, how you can help them.
For instance, she understands the need for water access. She recently secured federal funding for a small community near Kalinga that lacks running water. But Pimentel says water isn't Kalinga's only concern. He says advocacy is important.
We're big areas with less populations. And so that's why we get left out of a lot of things, because our vote doesn't seem to matter as much because we don't have that many votes.
For him, the district lines matter less than the real results for the community.
It doesn't matter too much whether they are Republican or Democrats. I think at the end of the day, what they want to see is the representatives to go out and advocate for the small rural communities.
Midterm elections are coming up this November. That's when voters in this small town will decide who should get that job. With KVPR News, I'm Samantha Rangel.
And Samantha joins me now to chat about her reporting a little more. Hey, Sam.
Hey, Liz.
Okay, so Proposition 50 redrew congressional districts for all of the state of California. But what made you want to specifically focus on Kalinga for your story?
Yeah, one of the common fears from all over the state after Prop 50 passed is that a lot of the rural communities have been included in these districts that also contain these big, more progressive cities. And so they fear that the rural voices will be drowned out. So that's playing out right here in the valley. And that's kind of what I was looking at. Kalinga isn't the only Fresno County community that's changing into a new district. I didn't get to mention it in the feature, but Avenal is also as well. And some other small communities. So we thought Kalinga's proximity to both ag and oil made it this like nice focus for a story, just to show how different the southern end of the district is compared to the northern end up in Silicon Valley.
Certainly, very different. The residents who you spoke to, they had some strong opinions on redistricting and Prop 50. But when you're actually in a small town like Kalinga, how much are people really thinking about things like Prop 50 and what's going on in Washington?
You know, it's funny. I was walking through all these stores looking for sources and just talking to people, and a lot of the sources I talked to seemed to really have the same general response, which is that they had very little knowledge of Prop 50 or what it meant, and some people just didn't know altogether. So I had a couple conversations, and I think it just goes to show that people in these smaller communities really have different priorities in their day-to-day, and they focus less on what's taking place at the DC level.
Sure. Can take time for things to trickle down and impact them. But Prop 50 was kind of a special occasion, being mm-hmm. a special election and all. Okay, and many folks know, but Coalinga is an agricultural area. And I know your piece focused more on the politics of this situation, but I would be curious to know how farmers specifically felt about Prop 50.
Yeah, farmers I talked to spoke strongly about, you know, wanting to be in the know when it comes to what happens next. Some of the big concerns that I heard from these farmers are that this change can, again, push those rural communities to be more ignored. And they already feel kind of sidelined here. So one farmer who's lived in Coalinga for over a decade is super deeply invested into what this redistricting means. And I know farmers elsewhere in the valley are also concerned about Prop 50. They reflect kind of the same concerns, you know, mentioning things like water and tariffs, and they just fear that they're going to lose that representation in Congress and ultimately just less advocacy overall.
Sure. Okay. Well, Prop 50 is just one of the issues affecting Coalinga right now. What are some other issues that are facing the city that came up during your reporting process?
In addition to, I think, the multiple people who, of course, addressed water, mm-hmm. which is a big problem, Robert Pimentel, one of my main sources, talked to me a lot about how this economic issue of like this sort of decline in the community is really prevalent right now. He's talking about how bigger cities like Fresno seem to kind of gravitate towards these cities. So he kind of ties it back to representation. He's hoping that Coalinga finds these elected officials who will push for that investment and kind of push to promote the area as a good place to locate, bringing in those employers, those employees to kind of build that community again.
So kind of like a microcosm of brain drain.
Yes.
Okay. KVPR reporter Samantha Rangel, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.
And that is today's show. Do you enjoy listening to Central Valley Daily? Support the show by leaving a 5-star rating in your podcast app. Or even better, share the podcast with a friend. And thank you for your support. Today's episode was produced by Samantha Rangel, Carrie Klein, Jonathan Linden, and KVPR, with support from the Central Valley Journalism Collaborative. I'm Elizabeth Arkalian. Find the latest local news anytime at kvpr.org.
This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube, but what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.